In Brachos, Daf Lam Beis Amud Aleph, the fifth white line. V'edaber Hashem el Moshe lechred, mai lechred. Amar Rabbi Elazar, notice how often Rabbi Elazar ben Pidos appears in Agaditor, Rabbi Elazar, the disciple of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe red migdulatcha lechred, doesn't mean physically come get down off the mountain, it means get down spiritually, get off your greatness. Klum natati chagdula la bishvil Yisrael. What did I give you greatness for? For the people of Israel, as Chazal tell us, the leaders are intimately connected with the people. And in order for the leader to attain greatness, the people have to be worthy of his getting that greatness. Achshav Yisrael chatu ata lamali. Now that Israel sinned, what do I need you for? What does that mean? That means Moshe is not only the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe is a madrega. And Hashem was telling him, I don't need your madrega of Moshe right now. Your whole purpose of being Moshe, that Kibel Torah Misinai, is when Am Yisrael is worthy of it. If they're not there, you can't be there. Miyat tashash kochot shel Moshe v'lo harokach ledaber. Moshe lost all strength, he couldn't talk. V'chevan shamar hirof mimeni v'ashmidem. Then Hashem said, let go of me, so I'll destroy them. Amar Moshe, devar zeh talui bi. Moshe said, oh, so I do have a role in this world. This is contingent on me. He stood up and strengthened himself in tefillah. So when Hashem tells him, what do I need you for? What worse thing can a person hear? I have no purpose in this world. God told me I have no purpose in this world. How could I live? But then God says, let go of me. God's saying, you have a purpose in this world. Daven. So Moshe strengthened himself in davening and asked for mercy. Nitchazek matfilah. He strengthened himself in davening. Davening requires chizuk. All too often we see the problem realistically and the solution, to daven requires chizuk, as the Gemara says, shlosha tzrichim chizuk. It requires strengthening ourselves in order to daven. Hashem just told him, I'm destroying them. What are you davening for? It's very hard to strengthen oneself in daven, but one has to do it. You have to push yourself. It doesn't happen automatically. What happens automatically is that a person gives up. That's automatic. I see the problem, and I don't see the solution. And so it's very natural for me to pay lip service, but in my mind it's over. Nitchazek batfilah. A person has to strengthen himself and really daven. Yeah. Realize that it's not all in my hands. The problem is not as bad as I think it is. It's in 1 second Hashem could change everything.
Actually, two things in a way. In a way, it's also overcoming our aversion to praying because we're in such a difficult situation. And it's also that the prayer itself makes us stronger, isn't it?
Okay, that too. Mashal Mech Basav Dam Shekasav Nova Yam Keom Kagdola. But similar to a king of flesh and blood that got upset at his son and he started beating the daylights out of him. So his friend was sitting there and he was scared to say anything. The king is so upset. As the king is lifting his stick to hit him again, he says, if not for my pal that's right here, I'd kill you. So the pal said, oh, the king just stuck me into the picture. I'm responsible. The king is saying that I'm the one that's keeping him from killing him. So then, so the pal stepped in and he said, oh, your majesty, you love him. Yeah, he deserves it, but still, the king gave him an opening to enter the picture. That's what happened with Moshe. He's standing on the side. He didn't do any of the egel. But when Hashem said, if not for you, let go of me and I'll kill him. So then Moshe understood, okay, that's my cue. Okay. If not for the verse, we wouldn't be able to say it. It's as though Moshe grabbed Hashem like one would grab his friend by his lapel. I'm not letting go until you forgive them. Two types of forgiveness, mechila and slicha. I'm not letting go. So what does that mean? We don't know what it means, but that's what the verse is alluding to, this idea.